This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back, hour two. The unserious, crazy hour one is over with, but we had a good time. Really appreciate you guys being here. This is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in. It is the 26th of August, 2023. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take whatever we say and use it in a court of law or for any other reason other than talking to your in-laws. Make sure you remember also to seek counsel. So if any of you say, you know, what's he's writing some breaking news. Yeah, well, no, not yet. Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay, all right.
We'll get there. It's breaking news.
We want it to be still breaking.
No, it's breaking. It's like breaking as a few minutes ago.
That's right.
And so we're going to bring it up to you. But I want to tease you a little bit. We're going to do a case or no case. We got the fire festival. We got parking tickets in San Francisco we're going to talk about. A church wins a lawsuit. You got to hear about this church winning lawsuit. And you know what? We're politically neutral, but I'm going to say hooray to this one for, you know, the First Amendment rights. Corey Richens, the Utah mom that wrote the books, and allegedly the allegations are, and she's being, tried on an issue of poisoning her husband with fentanyl, and we're going to talk about that. Michael Orr's case, that's the blind side, and Tyson Plant is being sued for closing. That's an interesting one because we thought, what? That's kind of dumb. But, man, if you listen to it, it's interesting. But breaking news, really quick.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
And here's your newsman, Todd Kiernan.
Sad news for those of you who are fans of The Price is Right, Happy Gilmore, and others. Bob Barker has passed away today. Just announced about 10 minutes ago, passed away at the age of 99.
Wow.
What a career, huh?
Yeah.
So those of you who have go back way back on our Radio Law Talk, when we used to have some guests, but we don't have guests anymore, we had Bob Hilton here. Bob Hilton, I'm throwing a shout out to him, he's a friend of mine, was the Bob, who's next? Hey, Joe Jones, come on down. He's the guy that started it. He's the guy that, in fact, I think he's got the Guinness Book of World Records, he said, is the most game shows he's ever done as the announcer. And he's the guy's Bob Barker here, and he was friends with all those people he knew, you know, and he said he knew Bob Barker well. I mean, they weren't like best friends, but he goes, yeah, I worked with Bob, I know Bob. It's kind of fun because Bob Hilton, he can tell you the behind the stories of Bandstand, right? Because he was best friends with
Dick Clark.
Yeah, they were like best buddies. And just the behind the scenes stories about what's going on in the industry and mainly the game show industry. And if you know, they just had a game show program, and Bob Hilton was interviewed on that just recently, is about the game shows. But let's move on. Let's move on to case or no case, Cal.
Okay,
you can get it rolling.
So you want to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Colleen Hartnett worked very hard for nearly 20 years running a restaurant. She saved up some cash for retirement, but, you know, not enough. So she said, I'll sell my restaurant and use the profits I hope I don't eat them all up before my life ends. The profits from the sale would put her retirement fund in the pink, so to speak. Her millennial-aged son never helped around the restaurant, never contributed to the household or the business. But one day, years ago, she said to her son, Henry, someday this could all be yours. Henry remembered that and used it as an excuse for not finding a career or a job. Now Henry expected Colleen to give the business to him. He didn't ask to buy it. He just expected she would pass it on to him because she said this could all be yours. Colleen said, well, it can be yours if you give me a fair offer, but if not, I'll find someone who will. And Henry said, but you promised. I'm going to get a lawyer. I think I have a case. A promise is a promise, and a verbal promise is as good as a contract. He wanted to know if he had a case or no case. Todd, what do you think?
I'm glad you clarified it because you kept saying she said this could all be yours, not this will be yours.
Right, right.
And the very, if that is the language that she used, then saying this could all be yours is not necessarily a promise. It is a condition that, or it is an outcome that can be met if a certain condition has been achieved by the son, and he did not complete that bargain. So he's not entitled to it. He's not supposed to get it. I think that, during the break we were discussing entitlement of people, and just like, wow, this guy is really a sense of entitlement. And to go to his elderly mother, or his mother who is older, who sold this, who's going to need these proceeds to live for the rest of her life because she her earning capacity is lower, than to come in and to try to take that from her because of this juvenile-like promise. What a little bonehead. So, no case. No case.
Fair enough. Denise, what do you think about this? Because Mommy promised. Mommy promised. He said, Mommy promised.
Well, I just don't like going last.
But you're not. You're
seven. I know, but that I always have to follow Todd, and it just bothers me.
I could go the other way around.
I'm thinking once would be nice.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. I mean, it's not an enforceable contract, number one, because there was not an offer extended and it being accepted and, you know, consideration or anything like that. So it's not a contract. It's not going to be something that's enforceable. Will her dummy son try to make it enforceable or try to sue her? Well, I don't think he has enough gumption because he's letting Mommy do it for him his whole life. That's kind of what I'm getting. So I'm going to say,
Mommy, I want to sue you. Will you loan me money so I can hire the lawyer? It's like, I want to run away. Who's driving me?
Yeah. Pack my backpack, please.
Can I have a sandwich? Can you cut the crust off the bread?
Oh, I love exactly. The crust off the bread.
This is no case.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. Fred, what do you think about it?
All right, so I'm going to go review it because I was looking at notes. I think I got it down. This wonderful elderly lady had a restaurant, and she's selling the restaurant, and she sells it, but the little boy that used to be a little boy, she promised that she would give him the money for the restaurant, right? She gave him money for it, right?
I think she promised him the restaurant itself.
The restaurant itself.
This could be yours.
And so as she goes out, he sues for the money for what she sells it for. Is that right?
That's what he wants. Or the restaurant itself.
Or the restaurant itself. Now, did this happen as she was selling it or after she sold it?
He told him she wanted to sell. And he said, you can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stop you from that because you promised it to me. That's what it comes down to.
Okay. And what state was this in?
California.
Northern or southern?
Northern. Far northern.
Beach? What year? What year, approximately?
1999, about.
I'm going to say, I just want to do something different. And I don't really care about, I'm going to say it's a case, and Mommy wins. I'm just going to say it's a case. And I don't think it's a case, but I just have to do something opposite.
I'm so glad he's doing that, because that's what I did last time and I lost.
I know. I'll probably lose, but I just want to, geez, I know this is not true, but I'm going to say it's a case. Now, and I'm going to say Mom wins, but because it's up north by where he lives, and it's probably he and his wife got in an argument with somebody. And,
no.
I don't know.
No.
Your wife would never. She's sweet.
She wouldn't argue with a bad person. Well, that's me.
We'll be back. We're going to find out if Fred doesn't get points.
The answer to case or no case is coming up right after we break away, right here on Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891.
Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Oh, I'm glad we're back. They were doing dumb jokes during the oh my gosh, and Denise and Todd were laughing at each other's jokes.
You know what
and
I heard?
They're so bad.
You know what I heard?
What did you heard?
Sheep.
And then Todd kept going, that's a bad joke. I was like, come on, guys, really?
I was saying, he's not bad, he's my dad.
I took the garbage out earlier today, and the ghost
really
came running
bad.
Up to the fence like, Dad, give me some food.
Seemed
a little hungry.
Why do we bring up goats? Because they're outside of our studio. The goats are in this big, we have a beautiful open space. He's a massive area, and the goats are eating down the stuff, and so we're talking about that. Okay. Colleen owned a restaurant. Her boy was promised the restaurant, or maybe at least what the value of the restaurant is, and she decides, I'm getting old and I need some money to live out my life, and she goes to sell it, and it is up north in California near Cal. And I know it's not a real case, but I said it's a case, and the grandma wins, and Denise and Todd said that's a bad case because it's only a made-up scenario with cows.
Well, they were feeling sheepish about it, you say?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
I know it's not a case, but go ahead. I'm going to just.
Yeah, it's not a case. It's a true story, but it is not a case.
And so
I'm sorry about that, Fred.
I know.
But, you know, that's how it goes.
Is it a true scenario, though?
Yes, absolutely. This did happen. And it made a little local buzz, not really local news, but it made some buzz.
Yeah.
Because the woman complained. She said, look, what am I supposed to live on? How can I give this to my, and, you know, another local restaurateur and said, well, you could start him off by having him get a job. Maybe that would help. You know, so there's all of that kind of talk and how small towns are.
Oh, I love that.
But at any rate, there it is. That is this hour's version of...
Where Cal lives has got a good, really good Mexican restaurant up there. Well, if I'm ever up visiting Cal, I'd like to eat there. And shout out to, what's it called again, Cal, the restaurant? Do you remember?
I don't know. Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Oh, yeah. You guys said
Northern California.
That before.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go check that
next
out next time I
drive
come.
Through. Yeah, we'll go there.
Yeah, that's a good place. Okay.
Next hour, food again. A
food
person
again.
Who worked in fast food on the books, and that's... coming up.
I'm hungry. I'm on a diet. By the way, those of you, I'm trying another diet. You know, Fred Penny and his diets, but I am doing.
Is this the magic diet?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm doing the intermittent fasting noon and six. And so our show ends at noon. If I get testy by the end of the hour, in 11th, third hour, there's a reason why I'm getting a little bit grumpy, and it's because I'm getting hungry.
But you've been doing well.
Okay. Fire Festival. It's spelled F-Y-R-E. Fire Festival years ago. If you really want to get in the details, go back to RadioLawTalk.com. You can go to our podcast. Well, our live shows, we make them into podcasts, and you can search F-Y-R-E, and you can go see what we talked about before. So I can give an overview about it, but is anyone who wants to give an overview? But I can do it. But if stop me if you want to. Billy McFarlane was the head of the Fire Festival. And Netflix, by the way, did a really interesting documentary on this. And he wanted to make this really huge festival event that's total VIP, where you come in, you hang out with the bands, Blank 182 was going to be the band. It was on this Bahamas island out near the Bahamas somewhere. They rented an island. They ran a commercial, and it had all these top models out there on this yacht and coming into this private island, and they're going to hold this. You know, it was basically beautiful women, handsome men, and cool music, and you come hang out, and it costs you thousands of dollars. And they went ahead, and he got... I don't know how many. I mean, it was expensive.
Millions
of dollars, and basically, it never happened. I mean, it kind of happened. He put some tents up and gave some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And
it was like you got a little box lunch.
That's what I'm saying. A box lunch. There's no place.
There was no water to drink.
No water to drink. And they put up a little stage, but there was no band. And man, lawsuits flew. And not only that, there's actual lawsuits against some of the models that saying that they were,
I think it was Kardashian,
yeah,
and
I don't remember
it was,
who was pushing it, but
yeah.
They got sued too. Well, Billy McFarlane went to prison for fraud and served 4 years, I believe, approximately. And guys, one of the two of you, I don't care which one, what's happening now?
Well, Billy McFarlane, while he was in prison, during a 7-month stint, allegedly, while he was in solitary confinement and still given pencil and paper to write with, during that time, he decided, you know what, I figured out where I went wrong with Fyre Festival and created an entire plan that he has, now that he's out of prison, is putting into effect and is already starting to sell tickets for Fyre Festival 2.
Woo!
The return of the PB&J. I don't know. So the thing to me is, here's a dude who was convicted, tried and convicted, did 4 years prison, comes out, and there are people that, well, you know, it sounds like he's paid his debt to society. I'm sure he'll never do that again. And they're already buying tickets for Fyre Festival 2 that he wants. His anticipation is that it'll be going in late 2024,
yeah,
a little
December
over a year
24.
From now.
Yeah, December 24. And the first 100 pre-sale tickets were only $4.99, and they sold out quick. And by the way, he put this on his Instagram and all his social media, and the next 400 are going to go for $7.99. After that, $1,199 to $7,999, and a wait list. So you better get them right now. And on the website, and by the way, I'm not going to give the website. On the website, you can buy apparel, Fyre Festival 2. And what I've agreed to, I'm saying it here, Billy, whatever your name is, McFarland, I'll trade you a Radio Law Talk shirt for a Fyre Festival 2 shirt. You let me know, info@radiolawtalk.com. I will send you one. You got to send me a Fyre Festival 2 one.
Fyre Festival 2. If you didn't get burned the first time, we're back.
Handcuffs included.
And when I come back, I've got to talk to you about some of the comments that are on his social media.
I want to know if it's a breach of his probation terms or whatever.
I don't know.
Great question.
We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Much more is coming up right here.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News.
News update. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response." In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
English, do you speak it?
Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
There's a number of these on the Fyre Festival of on the Twitter, Instagram, whatever, of the different things people are commenting on, these people doing the tickets, and there's a lot of, you know, stories out there that are quoting a lot of them, but there's so many, and I even kind of was going to check them out here, but here's a few of the stories. They're just throwing out some of the people's comments. One person said, "Are you going to pay back all the people and families you literally destroyed after the last Fyre Festival?" By the way, I looked it up. I didn't remember. He defrauded $27.4 million. It's not just like a million or two.
No.
$27.4 million in the first Fyre Festival. And another person said, "I don't know what's more unbelievable, that he's doing this again. There's people out there that are actually falling for this again. Either way, the next documentary on Netflix will be good." That's what I like is funny. Another person wrote, "Felony 2 coming your way." But anyway, it's just funny to hear people, you know, and there's people they've interviewed said, "Yeah, we bought two of them for me and my boyfriend, and we bought two for $499 each, and we think that he just, you know, he's finally now figured it out, and we're going to get it cheap." So, you know, I'll tell you right now, what they're doing is not that they're going to show up. They're just, it's a gamble, right? You buy it for $499, what if it took off?
just to have the ticket at some point, it might be worth the face value.
Well, no, I think having one of those tickets might be historical. You keep it as a sell it 30 years from now about, yeah, this actually happened. Here's one of the tickets.
What were those tickets going up to? Like every time they did a new release, the ticket price would go up. So the ticket prices just before the event, if it goes through, were like are projected to be $7,000-$8,000.
Right.
So somebody who has a $499 ticket now and just sits on it for a year, if it goes through, well, if you want to make $7,500, sell it for $8,000, and you know you.
Mm-hmm. Cal's got his. Both of he and Donna have.
Yeah, we bought three of them.
He put them right next to his Burning Man tickets. He's got.
I thought it was right next to your Chevy Aveo.
That's true.
I've never had one, but thank you,
Denise. Tell us about. And we're skipping around. I want to talk about the parking tickets, but when you brought it up, you said, talk about what's going on with Burning Man.
Well, Burning Man, okay, so there was a major event that happened that impacted four different states, right? And it was called Hillary, and it was a huge hurricane-type rain event that...
She's looking at Todd. That's why they're laughing.
Todd had said something, and now it's in my head.
He's just dead. You want me to talk?
Okay. All right, stop.
Now we're sitting back chewing on a pencil saying, I'm not saying nothing.
So I see I'm messing around, and I spilled something on my shirt, my dress, and just kind of, Jesus.
So blue.
So anyway, what's going on is there a lot of sludge there now. So instead Burning Man getting all kinds of dust in your folds of your body.
You may be having sludge and mud all over you.
And why is this a Radio Law Talk topic? Because there's been lawsuits about this. We talk about what type of arrests there are, the statistics on the arrests, but it's coming up pretty soon.
It's coming up next weekend.
But
the creators of Burning Man are asking people to really delay going there because they have to let the
sludge.
Desert where it is held kind of get back to normal because it had the worst floods and the worst mudslides and the worst of everything like we've never seen before. So they're just trying to say we're not going to delay it. We're not going to not have Burning Man, but we're going to delay it. So show up as late as you can to give time for that desert to heal.
And Todd's doesn't think it's Burning Man anymore. They're calling it something else, Todd. What are they calling it now?
Well, I'm saying Burning Man was preceded by the Noah Festival.
Oh.
with Noah's Ark there, you know. But the spokespeople, hey, don't show up early.
I can hear Todd doing the movie trailer. Coming soon to Nevada, Muddy Man.
Muddy Man. Hillary came in, almost wiped everything out. So, you know, my apologies.
All I gotta say is there's not gonna be dust in everybody's, you know, the areas that are all there. But now it's gonna be sludge.
Sludge.
All right. Let's speaking of sludge, San Francisco. Let's.
Wait a minute.
Let's talk about San Francisco.
Nice segue.
Oh, perfect segue. So there's a very interesting thing. At first, you think you just have heard it all. Now, what happens if you get a parking ticket? We've all had parking tickets. Not all, but I'm sure most people had a parking ticket. You pay the parking ticket. What happens, and you always see this on a movie, you know, or you got everyone's got one of those friends. They open their you know, glove box, and there's seven unpaid parking tickets. What happens normally in most cities in this country when you have 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 parking tickets? And the police pull you over, or they see your car parked somewhere, and they see it, and they put a shoe,
one of the shoes on it, right?
So, in other words, they put a shoe, or they tow it. When you put a shoe on it, that's like towing it, right?
Yes.
And that's what San Francisco does, like any other city. California Appeals Court just held they cannot do that.
Oh.
And why can't they do that? Because, and by the way, it's who sued was what's called the Coalition on the Homeless. I didn't know this. I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can, but they're no longer homeless. They're now called what? Unhoused.
Yeah, there's a new term, too. I can't think of it.
I don't know. It's called unhoused. Okay. But this company, the one that does that, they're called the Coalition on Homeless, but they're called Unhoused. Okay, so anyway, it is kind of interesting to look at why the courts held this, because I could see a little bit what they're trying to say, but the issue is, for what reason are you towing this away? They're saying it's a Fourth Amendment issue. Is that right, Todd? You know what I'm talking about?
It's a former prosecutor. Yes. The issue that the Court of Appeal had was the exception to the Fourth Amendment that they were relying on to tow the vehicles. Now, the Fourth Amendment says there should be no seizure of property or entry without a warrant being issued. And so I suppose you could make the argument that putting a boot on the car is more like a detention, which does not require probable cause. But then to tow the car and take it away is a seizure, because you're removing it, which does require probable cause. And they weren't getting warrants for that, despite the Constitution requiring it. But there is this exception to the warrant requirement for police called the community caretaking function. Now, consider the facts here that really established the community caretaking function. The facts in the case that really established it were, an off-duty police officer had been involved in an automobile accident. His service revolver was still inside the vehicle. This guy is taken out, going to the hospital. The court held that they shouldn't have to go get a warrant to go in and get the gun that they know is there. Instead, and just leave it there, anybody could have gotten it. It's a safety issue because of the nature of that firearm. I get that. And the problem for the cop was later they found the firearm and found that it had been used in a series of slayings elsewhere, and the guy ended up getting prosecuted for it. And that's what they did. Well, to say that that same community caretaking function should apply to a situation like this, where you have a vehicle that is parked legally, there is no hazard posed to the public by the fact that it's there, and you're going to seize it under that exception for the sole reason being that it had a lot of unpaid parking tickets, and the court said, we're not going to let you expand that doctrine that far.
But
it really is it's an unlawful seizure, right?
It is.
Or it's a harsh punishment, you know.
But see, what I'm going to argue for the police and for the city is as follows. What this really is about is homeless.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the homeless that are driving cars, parking on the side and living in their cars. And they're getting parking tickets, and they're not able to tow them away. So the homeless or unhoused are now, they're having a difficult time pulling away. Because here's the exception. The exception is, was there a safety issue or a nuisance concern? They can tow it if it's a nuisance concern or a safety concern.
Well, that was their policy.
Right.
What the court is saying is, well, you can't use this exception to the warrant requirement for the nuisance stuff.
Right.
It has to be a legitimate safety issue. If it's legally parked, there's no safety issue.
Yeah, I can talk about home, about being safety.
But I will tell you right now, quick fix to this, and this is what's going to happen. So they're going to get a judge on call. They're going to have these prefab warrants. It's going to take an extra 10, 20 minutes to send a warrant to the judge. Oh, parking ticket's done. Then they'll tow it with a warrant from a judge, and the cars just don't get towed.
All right, we'll be back after this for our final segment of Hour 2.
Radio Law Talk for this hour will conclude after we take our last break, and we'll be back for another hour at 6 after, so stay tuned. There's much Radio Law Talk still ahead.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So, it seems like we got a lot of California stuff today, but normally we always don't have California stuff. But here's an interesting thing. During COVID, what was happening is there were a number of businesses that were closed or forced to be closed, and yet the government noted down, there's some quote, and I'm going to put in quotes, what the government called essential businesses that were allowed to stay open because they were deemed essential. Here's an example. A supermarket, right? That's obviously essential. But the issue became where the government started picking and choosing. And what was happening is some churches were holding church. And the government, I'm talking California, was holding that as a church, you are not essential, and therefore you had to close. And that's not the worst part about it, because I'm a very strong proponent of the First Amendment, especially of churches. I'm talking not one, any churches in general. And I don't care. I think all faiths should have the right to, so long as it's not harming someone, like personally, physically harming someone or something, but churches have the right to, you know, conduct their religion. That's how what the United States was founded on. That's what started it.
I mean, they're drawing the line at human sacrifice.
Yes, it's just slightly. Sure. Just slightly. So anyway, this church out of San Jose, California, was fined $200,000 for being open during COVID. And so they were taken, it's called Calvary Chapel Church. And Calvary Chapel Church, fortunately, probably couldn't afford it, but some sort of firm popped up, and I don't know if they paid for it or there was an association, and the California appellate court said, no city, you cannot discriminate, because you discriminate against them because of their religion, and you can't keep some open and close others or fine others while the others are allowed to be open. And this, what the appellate court said, that's not just us. This is coming from the Supreme Court has said that you can't do that.
Well, California had a policy that non-essential businesses had to close during COVID, during the height of closing. This was literally was their policy, and they called it non-essential businesses. And under that policy, they deemed that religious institutions were non-essential businesses.
Were not essential.
Non, yeah.
Yeah.
They were not essential.
Right.
Businesses, and so they had ordered the churches to close down.
Right.
And I think that this policy was a discrimination, and for sure. Now,
right.
Was there a reason to discriminate? Not really. There was no proof that churches would spread COVID any more than law offices.
Or supermarkets.
Yeah, exactly. But even law offices were considered essential
services. That's right. We were.
So, you know, there's just no proof that there was going to be further spread. So anyway, I agree with this ruling.
Right. What's interesting is, man alive, I'll tell you, San Jose, it doesn't end. I mean, this poor church, they said they still have $2.8 million in fines, pandemic fines, that they're still fighting on other issues. And I don't know what that is. It doesn't talk about, but they're still fighting over that. You know, why didn't the city of San Jose just drop it? You know, guys, look, we're over. Stop, you know, telling people they have these fines. What a disaster. And I hope, and I'm reading already that they're claiming it might start again. The government better be careful in how they implement this the next time. Now, jumping on the government side, again, we're trying to be politically neutral. This is a first-time thing. This was all new for everybody. And so I'm sure it wasn't perfect on either side. But, again, coming from a, you know, freedom-loving person, we've got it. There's got to be balance, right? But this, when you're discriminating against religion and churches, you better be careful, because for me, that's where I'm politically neutral, but not there, because I think religions are a very important part of this country. No matter what religion you are, it's important for us. So anyway, we're going to move on from that. Look, this Utah case that we're following, it's a very, very interesting case, this Corey Richens. Now, I've been to Utah a number of times. In fact, I have a law office, I have partners there, in the Salt Lake area. And this area that Corey Richens lives is called the Heber Valley. And if you've never been to Utah, it is drop dead, not gorgeous. It's drop dead gorgeous. It is the prettiest place, I think, in the country, especially during the fall colors.
Given the subject matter of this case, it's drop dead gorgeous is kind of.
Yeah, well, sorry to say that. Actually, Corey Richens is a physically pretty lady, too. I mean,
yeah, and her husband is drop dead.
And no. Oh, my gosh. Stop. But he was actually a handsome guy. Oh, my gosh. Will you turn her mic off, Cal? You know how you got the dumb button, Cal, for callers?
Yeah.
Let's learn to dump her off.
No, that was a good line, actually. But
here's the deal about Corey Richens. And we're following this. There's something going on here. This is about a lady in Utah who her and her husband apparently weren't getting along. The husband suspected her prior to his death of her slipping fentanyl into his drinks or his food.
And allegedly.
That's what he claimed. And he told his sister and his, apparently his sister and his mom, and he changed all of his will and everything, to an executor, to put his sister as, instead of the wife, because he was, had questions. And they have three little boys. And apparently now she, the wife, is being prosecuted for his death because apparently he just woke up dead and had fentanyl, a ton of fentanyl in his drink that he drank before he went to bed. And there's some very damning evidence against the Corey Richens that we're going to talk about as the case comes along. And by the way, I was... Todd corrected me on this. It was just preliminary hearings to determine whether or not she was going to be tried.
Yeah.
But so they've had some hearings, but some of the stuff here that if it is absolutely true, what they've testified to is very damning. But this is the point. The point is, after talking to the parents of the dead father and the sister and those involved on his side of the family, they've all agreed not to go after the death penalty of the mother. Because don't forget, there's three little boys here. And even if the mom, I think it would be traumatic, let's say she's found guilty, to put her to death for the kids.
Oh, yeah. And I think that was a huge consideration. Even if she is convicted of the murder, that does not remove her from the status of being those children's mother. And they've got to, for their well-being, they have to have something, somebody they can speak to. Even if, as an adult, they have to try to reconcile. If she was put to death and those kids became adults and she was dead, there's no way for the kids to get closure talking to mom to figure out why did this happen, why did this not happen.
Right.
You know, the interesting thing for me about this case, and I'll be curious as this moves forward, we've heard all these things about the husband suspected that she had poisoned him before and that she poisoned him in a sandwich and that the reason he was changing his will was because he suspected that she was this, that. How are they going to get any of that in front of a jury? How does any of that, it's all hearsay.
Right.
How does any of that get before a jury? I know that there is a dying declaration. Wouldn't apply in this case. A dying declaration is, I've just been stabbed and my husband did it and I'm dead. That is under the stress of the incident, but I don't see how any of that gets in. But now it's in the media. And show me a juror that is not going to hear, that has, by the time they do a trial, show me a juror that has not heard this stuff. They're going to have a hard time finding somebody that hasn't heard all of this stuff that would otherwise be inadmissible.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting about it is not just the media, but there's already been testimony, and it is on live court TV.
Yep.
And some of the stuff, when we come back for the break, we're gonna talk about this hour three, because I want to go into some very interesting things that have come up in testimony and in evidence. Again, she's innocent until proven guilty, but that are just like, whoa, when we come back. And then we'll move on, and we got some other topics, but hour three is on its way. Remember, Radio Law Talk, radiolawtalk.com, or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be back.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn,
bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.